breast. Call it a breast.
Breast bone?
Yeah, breast bone.
You ever call it a pulley bone?
Yeah, pulley bone.
And when you plant some hay or clover and it comes up and you cut it, and then the second crop comes up, what do you call that second crop?
Yeah, that's seven hay coming up back up.
Uh-huh.
Seven, gotta get another second crop on.
Second crop.
Yeah.
And different things that are made out of cornmeal, would you describe some of them to me? What are corn dodgers? How do you make corn dodgers?
That's make it out of meal.
How do you just
make it up and put it in a spot and call it corn dodger.
Corn dodger? Yeah. Is that the same as a hush puppy?
I don't think it is. I think corn dodger ain't just maybe a pone, and a pone, call that a corn dodger.
Is that fried or?
No, you just put it in there and bake.
I see. Hush puppies are fried, aren't they?
No, you don't be thick enough for hush puppies to be fried.
But when you make hush puppies, you fry them.
Yeah.
See, and what are corn dumplings?
Oh, that'd be you put in, like you cook a ton of greens or something, you put them dumplings in there over on top of that green.
Use the liquor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man, that used to. Old people used to fix that boy, that was the best eating. People don't fix all sorts of that now.
Is that right?
No, they don't think of that.
How about hoe cake?
Yeah, they fix the hoe cake, but they don't fix that there like I'm telling you, working. They don't fix that palm bread like they used to, you know, call it that there. No, they don't do all that now. You may put some in a spot, you know, and bake it inside the stove.
Did your parents or grandparents ever tell you about ash cake?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What, have you ever eaten any?
Yes, I think I had some the way back when my grandma used to, you know, get a whole lot of ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And put that there in there, and that's what they call it. It's good, too.
How do they fix the, they just mix cornmeal
just
and water?
Just mix cornbread and meal up.
Just put it in the ashes?
Yeah.
Is that right? How'd they get the ashes off?
Well, see, when they get on, see, when they get brown good, you knock them off.
I see.
Now, I'll tell you another thing I used to do when they'd be killing hogs or something like that. See, that liver, see, we done gut the hog and everything and be cooking the lard. And, man, you split that liver and put a little salt on and put it on their coals. Now, you talking about something good. Now, that was good. Yes, sir.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What did you ever call the insides of a hog that you fix like that?
Well,
ever hear the word harslet?
Yeah, for the harslet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would it.
I see. And what about the hog gut that you can eat?
Yeah, the hog chitlin. Call them chitlin.
Uh-huh. And when you butcher, what was the meat that came from the side of the hog?
Say the ham, the shoulder,
and
the middling.
What would be the middling?
To be in here. Middling in here.
Would you smoke it or would you
smoke it? Had it. See, you have to salt it down and decant to the coastal and you salt it down. Then when it be cold, you know, you got a place to smoke it. You bring it back to the house. Put it in the smoke house and smoke it.
Would middling be salted or smoked?
Yes, it'd be salty, but you'd have to, you know, when you go to cook it, you'd have to wash it, you know.
I see.
Yeah. Now, see, you can get up that coastal, and that stuff is so salty, you can't hardly.
I see, you have to wash it off.
Yeah, and then you put it in hot water. Then that stuff would be so salty, you can't hardly eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
When you took the jowls of a hog in the head and you pressed it in the
Call it